You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's talk about whether there'll be more weightage on the personal care products or the nutritional supplements. Is there some thinking like, well, you know, the supplement seems to be like a big area that's growing. Maybe we'll put a little bit more weightage to that.
Well, we have two categories that are creating a lot of excitement nowadays. One is the weight management line, which we call TRA or the right approach. And we have another product which we call the Galvanic Spa. And that's the, you know, our distributors are all over it, and that's creating a lot of excitement in our market nowadays.
Okay. Do you think there are too many distributors? There's some talk that, you know, there's over 600 or something here in Malaysia alone, and that the market is just saturated. You know, you throw a stone and you're going to hit a new skin person.
Well, there are, I think you were referring to 600 companies, direct
selling
companies,
yes.
Right? Yeah, and that's a lot by any count. In, you know, that's probably the highest number I've seen also around the region. But that's good, you know, because that's, I think the more companies out there who will talk about the industry, the more awareness that we can create about the industry.
So you welcome the competition.
We do. I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, people will choose according to what suits them. The products, the opportunity, and the culture, very important. We have a lot of distributors who come in because of the opportunity, because of the income that they can get from it. A lot more come in because of the products. They just love the products. They start using them, and then they end up becoming distributors at the end. But a lot of them, I also know, stay because of the culture. You know, we're just different in many ways.
So you don't have to offer more incentives, like a higher commission rate, for instance?
Well, Nu Skin happens to offer the highest commission in the industry, and that's among the, because I have to qualify that, right? That's
yes.
Among the companies that are listed in the New York Stock Exchange. You know, we have proof to say that we are the company that pays the highest commission in terms of percentage to revenue.
Actually, when we're talking about companies that are listed, do you find that there are more listed than are actually operating?
There are more companies operating than those listed.
Oh, really? You know? So you've got a lot of people who don't have, not registered, not licensed. Does it mean that they're not licensed as well?
I can't talk to that right now. I just know that there's a lot, you know, that there's a lot out there. But again, we had a discussion earlier about, you know, making choices. It helps. It adds to the credibility of the products and the services that they offer, that the company is first listed in prestigious groups such as the New York Stock Exchange,
yes.
Of which we're a member of, the Direct Selling Association of Malaysia, for example. If they're looking for a company that they'd like to join, you know, my advice is to shortlist their choices from among those listed in the Direct Selling Association of Malaysia, because those companies have been studied and they have been accredited by these prestigious groups.
All right, let's talk a little bit about plans. I hear there are plans to move into China in a big way.
We are in China, and we're there. We've been there in a big way.
Already,
it's an exciting market.
I thought there's
for
going
us.
To be like more in the pipeline. Or is that's you mean that's already happened? You're not planning on
Yes, we've been there for, well, the excitement in China nowadays is that we've been getting more and more direct selling license in more and more districts or provinces in China. And so that expands the opportunity for our distributors who want to build a business in China. But in the region or in the whole world, the excitement is about our 25th year anniversary this year. We're celebrating our 25th year anniversary this year. And so there's a lot of activities related to that celebration. For one, we're holding a global convention by October of this year in the U.S., in L.A., you know, and that's the first time we're doing this. We'd usually hold our conventions in our home state, which is in Utah, in Salt Lake. This is the first time we're doing it in L.A., so there's a lot of excitement. And we've also prepared special incentive trips for our top performers this year. We have our middle-level executives whom we call Ruby Executives. We're taking them to Shanghai by July of this year. And then our very top executives, whom we call Blue Diamonds, are going with us to L.A., to attend the global convention for free. And so that's, you know, that's a lot of excitement for our distributors.
Look, the company must be doing something right, because we you know, based on the figures coming out of Bloomberg, the share price has only fallen by 0.4%, so very little compared to some other stocks. 6 out of 8 analysts have got a buy on the stock. So that's pretty good. I mean, a lot of big companies now are seeing either a hold or, you know, don't touch it kind of rating on it. But here, Nu Skin has got a buy on that. So that's
If I may add to that, early this year, we were actually featured in Forbes magazine as one of the top 10 companies which the investors are suggesting to buy. And that's because, and the reason, and this is probably what's keeping our stock prices up at a good level as well. You know, there are no hidden agenda in our finances, and it's as clean as it can get. We're not highly leveraged, which is I think something that helps, you know, during these days. Our CEO actually said just a few weeks ago, we're not joining the recession, because we're not.
So you don't have a high dependence on loans and borrowings.
We don't have to borrow money these days to support our growth. The good thing.
How much role do you think, in terms of this you know, the high opinion that people have of the company, and it's reflected in the stock prices, from you having the company having such a very strong CSR kind of a policy within the company. How much of a role do you think that plays?
Well, that appeals to a lot of people. That's for sure. CSR is actually part of our mission statement. It's not one of the projects that we do. It's part of our mission. We are in business to be a force for good. You know, that's how our mission statement starts. And we live by it. I mean, we're one company who's serious about that. From our founders down to our employees, to our distributors, we are serious about making a difference wherever we are. And I think good attracts people.
Okay,
and that's, you know, that's we're proud of being able to build that culture for so many years.
All right. Well, I can't ask you to look into your crystal ball, but looking ahead into the year now, you've obviously in various parts of this interview said that you're expecting great things, but any specific things that we should be looking out for? You know, Melissa saying, watch this space, because in the next X number of months, you're going to see,
Right. Well, this year is exciting for us. And other than the celebration that we're doing around our anniversary, there's also some enhancements that we're doing with our marketing plan to make it even more exciting, more attractive to our distributors. And if there's a time for people to be in direct selling or be with Nu Skin in particular, this is a good time. You know, there's really a lot waiting for them. We are very aggressive with our plans this year. We hope to be able to grow as much, if not bigger, than we did last year.
All right. On that note, I'll in advance wish you a happy 25th.
Thank you so much.
Celebrations, 25th celebrations. I've been talking to Melissa Kehanu, President for Southeast Asia, Nu Skin Enterprises. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station.